And so I want you to look in verse number 18 of 2 Samuel 7. And it says, "Then went King David in and sat before the Lord, and he said, 'Who am I, O Lord God? And what is my house that thou hast brought me hitherto?'"
Yes, who am I?
That's basically what I want to consider tonight. I want to consider about that house called the house of David. David said, "Who am I, God, that you would bless me like this?" And David went in and sat before the Lord when he did it. It wasn't unusual for David to worship.
Right.
David was a man that knew how to worship.
Yep.
He was a man after God's own heart.
Yes,
but after Nathan came back and told him, "God's going to do this with your house." This is what we call in theology the Davidic covenant.
Right. That's
this is the covenant that God made with David concerning the house of David. Now, I want to show you something about the covenants of God. I want you to look with me in Hebrews 13. I want to show you something in Hebrews 13. I want you to look at this verse. A covenant is something that's promised by someone to someone.
Right.
And the one that the covenant is promised to is not the one that has to keep it.
Yeah. Right.
The one that makes the promise is the one that keeps it.
Right.
And in Hebrews chapter number 13, it says this, in verse number 20. "Now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do His will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in His sight through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen." Now God made with David a covenant. God kept that covenant that He made with him. God made with us a covenant. God's keeping that covenant that He's made with us. Now, we can cry to God on the premise of the covenant.
Right. Yeah,
that's basically what I want to deal with. I said I was going to deal with who am I and all that. Because David could not get a grip on the fact that God was that good to him.
Yeah, right. Yes, right.
That God would make him a promise like He made him.
Right. Great promise.
I mean, a wonderful promise. I mean, he promised him a house that was perpetual. He said, "Your house is going to be an eternal house." David, your house is going to be that. David goes back and he says, "Who am I?" He goes and sits before God. He goes back to the temple. He gets in there and he sits down before God. He said, "Who am I? What is my house that you've brought me hitherto?" David could say, "God, I didn't bring myself here. You brought me here."
Right.
Now, I know that Brother Shipman can look back in his life and say, "God brought him here. He brought him here and he built this house for us."
Right.
I'm going to explain this. I don't know how else to do it except that when God makes a promise for you, it's also so that others can get the blessing of what God's promised
right.
you.
Right.
I don't know how else to say this. It's the only way I know to say it. That God has done something for Brother Shipman, and He's let us get in on it.
Right. You're right.
And this is a promise that we've got. That we've got a house that we can come to. That God has promised His name to be in.
Right.
I want you to go to another verse of Scripture with me in Isaiah 55. I want you to look at it.
Yeah.
Well, I realize and I know that I don't want to mix up the covenant of David and the covenant of Christ and then a covenant that was made to Brother Shipman and say that I don't know how else to say it. Except that we're getting in on the blessing of God's covenant.
Right.
That God's a covenant-keeping God.
Yes, He is. Right.
And He doesn't mess up on His covenant.
Right.
And you and I are in on it because of God's grace.
Right.
We're not in on it because anything we've ever done, anybody we are.
Right.
David could not say, "God, I brought myself here." He said, "You brought me here."
Right.
You brought us together. You put this whole thing together.
Right.
God, You did it.
Yeah.
Now I want you to look at Isaiah 55 and verse number 3. Incline your ear and come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you. Even, this is the premise that it's been built on, even the sure mercies of David. Now what God's saying is, I didn't just make it to David. I made it to you too.
With you.
With you personally. If you incline your ear, come unto me. If you hear, your soul shall live, and I'll make with you the same kind of covenant I made with David.
Right.
And on the premise of that covenant, it's a sure mercy.
That's right.
Yes, sure.
It's something you can bank on.
That's right.
It's something you can trust.
Yes.
Now, David, when God showed him what God had given him, it caused him to get before God and say, why would you make a covenant like this with me? That's all I'm going to say about it in that area right now, but I want to show you somebody who got a hold of it in the New Testament and it worked for them. See, God, I said earlier, before all this happened, that God has given everybody a place because of a place that He gave somebody. Gave David a place. And because of the place He gave David, He said, I can give you a promise on that promise.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're getting this or not. I'm tired myself. I am going somewhere. I'm absolutely heading somewhere that somebody got in on a promise that God gave to David that made it good for him.
Right. We get it.
I want you to go to Mark chapter 10.
Right, we get in on the blessing.
Amen. Mark chapter number 10. I want you to look at this. Give me my other Bible down here. I got some things written in it that I don't have written in. I'm gonna look at this and I'm gonna look at the other one too. I'm breaking in the new preaching Bible. Y'all know what that's like.
Yeah, yeah.
Since we're all at home here tonight, I ain't got no. I got to prove to you that I'm anything except just a crazy man. Because I'm just a nut. I don't know what else to say about it. And Mark chapter number 10. Mark chapter number 10. There's a story here about a man named Blind Bartimaeus. And he does something. He does something on the premise of a promise. Now look at me, look with me if you would, in verse number 46 of Mark chapter 10. And they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, what did he say? Son of David, have mercy on me. Then he goes on and Jesus, it says, many charged him that he would hold his peace. But he cried the more a great deal, thou son of David, have mercy on me. What premise was he crying that cry out on?
On
the sure mercies of David. That God would make with blind Bartimaeus an everlasting covenant.
Oh yeah.
And who am I, and what is my house, that God would bring me hitherto and make with me this kind of covenant?
Yes, sir. Even the sure mercies of David.
Wow.
Because God promised David what He promised him, and promised what He promised in Isaiah 55 about you having them.
Yeah.
Blind Bartimaeus wasn't ignorant about the promise of God.
Why, sir, I have the same.
In all our cities, you and I ought to have the same attitude that Blind Bartimaeus had.
Right.
Who am I?
Right.
That this blessing would be bestowed upon me on the premise of a promise that was given to somebody else.
That's right.
That all these things that God has done in this place is based on the promise God gave to somebody else.
Right.
And we're getting in on it.
You're right, man.
That's right.
You're right.
And if God has done that for us, and He's done it for David, and He did it for blind Bartimaeus, we ought to be just like David, ought to have that attitude,
Yes. Apart before God.
Right.
But I didn't get this upon any man of my own.
That's right.
But God brought me him a Jew.
Yes, sir. That's right.
You're right, brother.
Yes, sir.
God did.
He brought me where I am.
That's right.
He put you where you are.
Right.
He put this whole thing together
right.
on the premise of a promise.
That's right.
That's right.
Right. That's right.
We know that blind Bartimaeus got it. He got the promise of God when he was helpless. Didn't he?
Yeah.
You know what blind Bartimaeus was when he got this promise? He was bankrupt.
Right.
Why do you think he was by the highway side begging?
It was his last.
Because he was bankrupt.
Right.
He wouldn't get help from somebody else. He couldn't get no help on his own.
Yeah.
So there he sits. But he hears Jesus of Nazareth is passing by. Now, how did he know to call him the Son of David? He had to have heard.
Right.
He had to have learned some things.
Right. That's right.
And then when Jesus passed by on the premise of a promise,
right.
He cried out, "Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy on me." And what he was saying was, I'm interpreting what he's saying, okay? I'm preaching right now, so let me interpret it.
That's fine, brother.
I believe he knew what Isaiah 55 said.
Right.
I will give unto you the sure mercies of David.
Right.
Cried out on that knowledge. Knowing what God had promised in the Old Testament.
Yes.
He said, "How are you wrapping all this together?" Well, I don't really know what the other thing is. It doesn't matter how I'm wrapping it all together. I want you to have the attitude, if you're saved, that David had.
Right.
And I want you to have the attitude, if you're lost, that blind Bartimaeus had.
Yeah.
I want us who are saved, if we don't do it now, if we don't do it tonight because we're tired and we're a little weary, and we don't get out before God, and it doesn't fill our hearts with what God has done for us, and we don't sit down and say, "Who am I, and where is my house?" If it doesn't catch up with you tonight, I hope it catches up with you down the road somewhere.
Yes, that's right.
If you'll think about God having His promises,
yes, that's right. You're right. Right. Right.
Right.
That's right, brother.
And then as a child of God, you can say like David did, "Who am I?"
Yep.
And like a blind lost man, you can say, "Jesus, thou Son of David,
yes,
on the promise of the sure mercies that you gave him, I need mercy."
That'll work.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
And
heart never cried.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm only convinced of one thing. That what God spoke in my heart about on Sunday morning about being thankful is what He closed me out with tonight.
Yeah.
That we ought to have an attitude of grace about us.
Yeah. Right.
We got here just what Brother Rob preached tonight about grace. It's just free grace.
We
didn't get it on our own.
That's right.
And it ought to get a hold of us like it did David. It ought to get a hold of us like that.
Oh, yeah.
Where we find ourselves sitting before God someday and saying, "Who am I? What is my house? You brought me here to. I don't deserve this."
Right. Right. You're right, brother. We did.
Not my house.
But that if you lost, you can cry to Jesus like blind Bartimaeus on the same promise that was given to David.
Oh, yeah. Right. That's right.
And then when God makes with you a covenant, it'll be an everlasting covenant.
Yes, it will. Right.
That's what He said. I will make with you an everlasting covenant.
Yes.
Even the sure mercies of David. I'll make with you that.
Yes. It'll be just as merciful.
I'll do it for you.
That's right.
That's why I came. Amen.
Right.
I don't know how else to say it. I was planning on preaching about an hour earlier.
Just a little more.
But it's just not there. All I want to do is just. I'm glad you said that, brother. I'm getting my point across. Because at first I didn't know what kind of point I was going to get across. Well, I was sitting there, God began to tell me, "Hey, you remember I shared with you today about blind Bartimaeus, Tim?" I said, "Well, why am I in 2 Samuel chapter 7? I want power." But it had to do with the mercies that God gave to David.
Yeah,
right. I said, "That's how this connected to blind Bartimaeus." For the saints,
But our attitude ought to be, God, it's by your grace.
Right, right.
Not getting off the fool, am I?
Yeah, right. We're in on
this. It's all the promise that God made.
Yes, it's
here. To David, promised through Isaiah that God will give you the sure mercies of David. The sure mercies of David.
Right,
yeah. Sure!
Right.
Stable! You can bank on them.
Yeah.
God does not mess up His promises.
That's right.
The covenant that He makes, He keeps. Because you didn't make it with Him, He made it with you.
That's right.
That's why it's called everlasting
covenant.
Because you couldn't keep it, but God can.
Right.
One thing I know, that I got said, this is one thing I know, that when God saved me, He keeps me. And he was big enough and strong enough.
That's right.
And
he
God.
That's right.
I knew he could.
Yeah.
And I knew he would.
Right.
And now I know he did.
Amen.
That's right.
Faith says he can.
That's right.
Great faith says he will. Saving faith says he did.
Right.
It's just over.
Yeah.
He did it.
That's right.
Who am I?
Right.
And you are off, what can you have?
Sure, Mark.
Yes, sir. You can
have it. Right. Waiting out a cry.
All that is still, God said, I'm David. Jesus said this, I'll sit on David's throne. I'll sit on David's throne. That's why he called his son David. That promise God made way back then. He still said, I'm gonna keep it here, I'm gonna keep it way out there.
I know is
Blind Bartimaeus got what he asked for.
It is.
He was helpless, but he had hope.
Yeah, right.
His hope ended up with happiness.
Yep.
Look what Jesus said. Look what he said. It says in verse 49, Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called.
Right.
Now, blind Bartimaeus couldn't see Jesus because
right.
he was blind.
Right.
So he went on what somebody told me.
Yeah. Right.
He said, who is this that's going by? This is Jesus of Nazareth. Right. He couldn't see, but he could hear.
Yeah.
Some of you ladies said, well, I just don't see that. Well, we're here to tell you tonight that he's coming by with a promise.
Right.
And while I can't see, but we who have sight can.
Yeah, right.
Well, who is it? It's Jesus of Nazareth.
Right. Yeah.
What's he doing? He's passing by.
Yeah.
Is that what all that noise is about?
Yeah.
Maybe one of the reasons that you're not convinced that it's Jesus because there ain't a whole lot of noise about it right now.
Right.
I think that has to do with those who are surrounding Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, yeah.
Yeah.
What's all the commotion? Jesus in heaven. He's walking by here.
Right.
So he begins to cry out. And the wonderful thing is, it says Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called.
Right.
And so they went back and they got him. And this is what it says. It says in the last part of verse 49, they call the blind man, sending him, be of good cheer, rise, he calleth thee.
Yeah, right.
Good cheer.
Yeah.
He wants you. That's what we are saying. You're saying.
Right.
You say, well, it must be that you had something that I ain't got, not a thing.
No.
It must be that, well, I can understand what's in why God loves you, but I can't. You may be able to understand it, but I can't understand it.
Right.
I used to sit in church and say, I don't want God to love them. Well, I can love them too, but I can't even love me.
Yep.
So how can God love me? I mean, I ain't nobody. I can see why God would love you, God would love you, God would love you. I can't see why God would love me.
Right.
I'm glad God broke in on me one day and let me know that while he was passing by, I needed him. And it says that he cast his garment away. And when he cast his garment away, then he rose and came to Jesus. Now that garment represented him being a beggar. See, a king wears a king's garment. A soldier wears a soldier's garment. A beggar wears a beggar's garment.
When it says he cast it away, that I believe with all my heart,
he's planning on leaving that old pagan life behind.
Yeah.
He threw that diamond away. Well, he cried out. He cried out on the promise of who Jesus was and of the sure mercies that he knew that he would have if he cried out in that way. He didn't cry with doubt. He cried with faith.
Right. Yeah.
He knew who Jesus was and he knew what his need was. And when that happened, Jesus said, "What wilt thou that I should do unto thee?" He said, "Lord, that I might receive my sight. I just want to see." Jesus said to him, "Go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole." Now I just got done studying this not long ago. "Made thee whole" is the Greek word sozo, which means to be delivered from the judgment of the Messiah. Saved. Saved, that's what it means. "Thy faith hath made thee whole." No, not just the eyesight. "Thy faith has saved thee." Because he cried on the premise of the promise that was given, "I will make unto you an everlasting covenant, even the sure mercies of David." Jesus, thou son of David. When he cried out, he said, "I know who you are, and I believe you are, and I believe you can. And I believe you, and I need you."
Yep, amen. Right.
Amen.
Right.
Amen. And so that Davidic covenant I read to you about tonight that God gave David was not on the merit of David's works, no more than it's on the merit of yours.
Right.
It's on the merit of the promise of God.
That's right.
His
mercy. That's right. Promise.